Good morning. Let us pray. Father, I pray you would help me today to expound your word and help each person viewing this video to hear your word as you would have them to understand it and hear it. That you would help us to understand and make your word our life, that we might follow it fully. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. I don't keep God's word because I am great or wonderful. I keep God's word because I've recognized and understood by His grace how wonderful His testimonies are. They are worth keeping. They are valuable to keep. William S. Plummer wrote in a comment on this verse, Psalm 119:129, "Thy testimonies are wonderful. Wonders will never cease. Air, earth, water, the world above, the world beneath, time, eternity, worms, birds, fishes, beasts, men, angels, are all full of wonders. The more all things are studied, the more do wonders appear. It is idle, therefore, to find fault with the mysteries of Scripture, or to deny them. Inspiration glories in them. He who rejects the mysteries of love, grace, truth, power, justice, and faithfulness of God's word, rejects salvation. It has marvels in itself, and marvels in its operation. They are good cause of love, not offense, of keeping, not breaking God's precepts." That's one of my favorite quotes, even though it is a long one, because all of the truth that is packed in there, there are things in God's word that we are taught that we don't find in other places. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All of these things are wonderful. Several years ago, I had a conversation online with a woman from Russia whose name was Elizabeth. And she was an atheist, and she was interested in me because I was a theist. I believed in God, and she thought that was kind of a backward kind of thing. How can anybody nowadays believe in God? And I asked her eventually within our conversation, because she was saying, "How could you believe in anything you can't see or touch or feel or all this?" And I said, "Well, you believe in love, don't you?" And she said, "No, love is irrational." And that was her definition of something she could not see. Much before that, I remember reading in Rosemary Radford Ruther's book, Sexism and God Talk. She's a radical feminist, and she's talking about truth and Scripture and what is real. And she says, what is truth? She's defining it. And truth she defines as whatever advances the feminist agenda. Meaning she'd make up her own truth, and whatever advanced her agenda would be true. When we look at Scripture, we find God. He is infinite, eternal, unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And that's just a little bit about God. And we study God. We know God. Jesus says, this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And these wonderful things we have taught to us in God's word. What happens, though, when we reject God's word, when we reject even God as a being, when we kick the Bible and prayer out of schools? Well, what happens? Well, eventually God gives us up to a debased or a depraved mind. So we start teaching evolution. We start believing in atheism. And atheism means we no longer have a sanctity of human life philosophy. No, now we have to have a quality of life philosophy, and that philosophy leads unto death. Proverbs tells us two different places. Solomon says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And as soon as we go our own way, the way we think is right, the way that seems right, there's no more love left. There's no more sanctity of life. And so we have abortion on demand. And now they want to start aborting babies after they're born, a certain period of time after they're born. And it'll lead to euthanasia, which it already has. And this is what we give up when we give up the wonders of God's word. Those wonders, as Plummer says, the mysteries of love, grace, truth, power, justice, and faithfulness of God's word. The person who gives those up rejects salvation. And we see the result. A world gone crazy. A world gone mad. We live in a world of zombies. But we have the word of life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We pray that you'd help us. Help us to reach the lost around us. By your Spirit, we pray for revival. We pray for a change in our country. We pray that people would be brought back to your word and the things that it teaches. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.